it's time for Rain and Shine, your weekly regional science update, where we explore how the planet works and how we work with the planet. This week, while listening to my local public radio station, I heard one of the DJs talking about putting her garden to bed before the coming frost and snow. Like her, I had just pulled out the old corn stalks and turned plants under the soil to support next year's growth. Also like her, I found myself swimming in green tomatoes. Over the past few weeks, as gardens have come out, I have periodically picked or been offered those still green fruits and have consistently taken them in and placed them on my windowsill to ripen. What I have been wondering is why some of them ripen into lovely edible reds, while others remain green and eventually shrivel and rot. So this week, I decided to go looking for answers to my own question. Turns out, like most fruits, tomatoes have the ability to continue to ripen after they have been picked. You can ripen them on the windowsill, in a brown paper bag or cardboard box, or you can simply pull out the whole plant and hang it upside down. Regardless of how you do it, try and leave a little stem on the tomato, as this seems to help with the ripening process. It also seems to be important to keep the tomato in a temperature of 70 to 80 degrees, as warmth seems to also hasten the ripening process. The thing that causes the ripening to happen is a hormone that the fruit itself releases once its seeds are mature, the gas ethylene. Ethylene is odorless, tasteless, and invisible to the naked eye. When the tomato reaches the proper green mature stage, it starts to produce ethylene, which then interacts with the tomato's flesh to start the ripening process. Ethylene gas also triggers the loss of chlorophyll, dropping of leaves, and shortening or tightenings of stems, traits we often associate with ripening fruits. Some of you gardeners may already be hip to the trick of placing tomatoes in a brown paper bag with an apple or banana. Because these two fruits, especially the banana, are prodigious ethylene producers, this does work to speed up ripening. An interesting side note here, a red carotenoid molecule called lycopene is also partially responsible for the ripening process and produces the red to pink colors of the fully ripened fruit. Thinking back to our tree friends and the roles that pigments play in the tree's health, it's neat to note that lycopene is also one of the most powerful antioxidants and is known for its health benefits in humans, which include a decrease in the risk of cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. Now back to those green tomatoes that just stay green. It turns out that immature green tomatoes will not turn red, even when forced by modern technology. There's just simply nothing you can do. If the seeds themselves are not mature, the fruit will not produce nor respond to the presence of ethylene. To determine whether your green tomatoes are likely to ripen, look for those that are almost translucent or have a faint pink or yellow blush. You can also test this out by cutting into a tomato to look at the seeds themselves. If the seeds are encased in gel and the seed cavity is full, the tomatoes have reached the mature green stage. If they have not, well, it's fried green tomatoes. Pickled ones are real good too. Enjoy the canning season, everyone. You've been listening to Rain and Shine, a production of the Learning Council, produced by Corey Stanton and written and narrated by me, Calla Rose Ostrander. To submit your nature and science questions, email us at rainshineweekly@gmail.com or visit our Facebook page. And thanks for listening.